June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time for the Chi Block starring Eric Chiafalo.
877-881-1053. Where does Dickie Lovelady rank in the all-time top 10 of big league dudes named Dick? He is the newest New York Met. We will get to that here in a moment. We'll give you his backstory courtesy of the New York Mets broadcast. But first, a couple of really fascinating items. We start with Spotrac talking about Cooper Flagg. Have you seen this?
I have not.
If Cooper Flagg is a superstar, this is his financial path forward, okay? He's 18 years old.
Right.
So his rookie contract will go from 2025 to 2028, and that would be roughly $63 million.
Okay.
It's already pretty strong. If he never makes another dollar after that, he's going to be just fine.
But I know you're about to give us these preposterous numbers.
Then,
is he going to get to a billion?
In 2029, he will get the 30% Supermax extension. This, of course, if he's meeting the expectations. Yeah. From 2029 to 2033, he will make $359 million.
That's nice. That's very nice.
Then, in 2034, if things are going swimmingly.
Okay, so let's think about this for 1 second. In 2034, when he's 27 years old.
That's right. He will have already made over $400 million. And then he will sign the 35% Supermax Extendo.
Oh, my God.
2034 to 2038, where he will be due $509 million. So by the time Cooper Flagg is 31 years old, he has a chance to make in just simply NBA salary $930 million.
And he'd be 31 or 32?
And he would be 31 years old with potentially, if he's like a Dirk style type dude, with another like decade worth of basketball ahead of him.
All right.
That's unreal, dude.
Let's even say he's had some problems. He's been really good, injury here and there. He can get the Kyrie 3-year, $119 million. Even at that point, that would put him above $1 billion. So there's a shot he could make strictly in salary $1 billion playing basketball.
Yes.
That's freaking insane.
That's all exactly right.
So let's all throw our sports prayers up right now that he is every bit as good as that and earns all of that money with the Mavericks.
We will be doing that together, but the 214 just wrote in, I'm going to laugh at Cooper Flagg when he gets fat. Now, here's the deal. I think he's fat proof. He just doesn't have.
You think he's Reggie?
I think he's got some Reggie in him, man.
And so, if you don't know what that means, Reggie has continually told me, I ain't never been fat, ever. And so, I'm like always checking in, even now that he's Houston. Like, we had a conversation 2 days ago. We had a conversation, and while we were talking, I made sure to throw in, hey, did you get fat at all? And he goes, not once.
It's amazing, and I can prove that true because he was on the fan cam just the other day, and he looked like the same old slim and trim Reggie, despite the fact that every time I saw him, it was some level of chicken tenders or pizza.
Well, let's pump the brakes here, Mr. Food Trash Compactor. I look the way I think you should look. All right. That's what I'm going to say. All right. With the food that you eat.
Yeah, I brought an apple today.
Okay. That's good.
I brought a cutie or whatever.
Look,
as well.
I will, as long as I live, I will never forget the chef coming out from the kitchen.
That's right.
At spring training, because he wanted to meet you because he was in awe that you were able to take down the triple patty burger, and they bought you a dessert because they were like, first of all, I'm proud of you. Second of all, I know you can handle it. And so, yes.
Yeah.
Your metabolism works pretty quickly as well.
That was probably the highest honor of adulthood for me. And that all happened just because it was really out of spite, because when we were at the airport leaving for Surprise this past year, I ordered a patty melt from, I don't even remember what restaurant, at Love Field.
Yeah.
And I asked the lady waitress, hey, how big is this burger? Should you, like, I think I might just get a second patty on this. She's like, no, honestly, like, a lot of people share this. Like, this patty melt's pretty big.
You're furious about that.
When it came out and the meat on the patty melt was paper thin, I was beyond angry. And I said, this is not a mistake I'm going to make again, particularly on a trip where we're getting our meals per diem'd.
Did you consider confronting that lady?
I did. I absolutely did. I was like, I'm not going to be a bleephole right now. I'm just going to mental note it to myself. I'm not going to shortchange myself with the burger patties moving forward. So then when we got to the other place that we went to in Surprise, I was like, I'm going for it because I'm not making a mistake. And then I will say, when that burger came out, I was pretty shell-shocked at just
how big it was.
Of that burger.
Yes.
Yeah, that was amazing. I appreciate that. Okay, you were looking at me the same way DJ Khaled was looking at Joey Jaws at the Fanatics Fan Fest.
I was in awe. There were two things from that dinner in particular that I took home and had to share with my wife straight away. Nice. First of all, your feat of eating.
Yeah.
And second of all, that Mike needed to call his wife to get the password for Netflix so he could start watching wrestling at the table. Those are the two things that I walked away with from that.
And that one was far more shocking than me taking down the burger. The fact that Mike has become a wrestling guy like that.
He loves wrestling.
Okay, were you a big Fear Factor guy? Joe Rogan, television.
I liked watching the show. What I could never do, though, is, interestingly enough, the eating challenges. There were other things about, like, fear or pain that I was like, I think I could do that. I would be out every time of the eating challenge.
Dude, well, yeah, because it wasn't like something fun, like a giant burger.
Yeah,
it was like intestines of an animal, snout from an animal.
Can you eat this jar of bull testicles? It was like they wouldn't even just eat one.
No.
And they're like, that's pretty good. And they're just like, no, we got a jar of them.
Yeah, exactly, dude. That really was insane. Fear Factor originally ran on NBC from 2001 to 2006. And that was for the grand prize, by the way, of $50,000. So, Hagee, when you do end up eating all of those jars of whatever animal testicles, you would get $50,000.
It doesn't.
Not when we just gave you the Cooper flag context of where the inflation has taken us. I do wonder what the new iteration of Fear Factor is going to be from a payoff standpoint. Because it looks like we have Jackass's own Johnny Knoxville. He is the champion of fearless entertainment.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy. He pushes the boundaries. And now he will be replacing Joe Rogan on what is going to be the new installment of Fear Factor.
Because Joe Rogan's too busy or too big now to need to do that, right?
Yeah, I would think Joe Rogan would be making like five times as much in order to do that show as the grand prize winner.
Just having a three-hour conversation with somebody you've never heard of.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I told you, when you told me to listen to one specific podcast of him, I got like sucked into this world based off of a conversation that they had. So I get it.
Yeah, absolutely. That was, I'm glad you listened to that podcast. That was a good one.
It was tremendous. Thank you for the recommendation.
Okay, so one more good news item before we get to the top 10 big league dicks of all time in honor of Dickie Lovelady of the Mets. Buffalo Wild Wings. You're familiar, aren't you, Hagee?
I am.
Especially during the football season. Buffalo Wild Wings is launching bottomless appetizers for $9.99.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If, starting Friday? Yes.
If they're
Friday.
Bottomless, does that mean you have to bring your own beer then?
Yes, I do think those are the rules.
Okay.
That's what
I've understood in society. If they're bottomless, you have to bring your own beer.
That's in the fine print there.
What do you think of the odds that you're going to bankrupt Buffalo Wild Wings?
I was going to say, dude, this is like, this is a bad day to be a Buffalo Wild Wing appetizer if I'm stepping in that building. And a bad day to be the manager of that store. Because if they're being tried and true to the... As long as they're not giving me like false advertisement here.
Okay.
And it's just truly, I can just run it up
okay.
for $9.99. I can get fried pickles. I can get mod sticks. I can get the onion rings. I can get the chips and salsa, the queso. I mean, I could sit there... Like, is there a time limit on this? I don't know. I think you can order two at a time. That's like the only qualifier that I've seen. Two at a time. That's fine.
I'll tell you the other qualifier. Because like I know Applebee's used to do something like this. Also, if you work in the restaurant industry or you manage a place like this, can you tell me the profit margins on this? Because like I want to know if those profit margins are like soda. When they're like, yeah, you can get whatever soda you want for, you know, 42 cents. Because guess what? Costs 4 cents for us to make. And so I want to know those profit margins, but it'll be a smaller portion. So I believe they'll bring you the regular portion to start, and then those two follow-up plates will have what you want. It'll just be a smaller portion.
Okay.
But
all right.
Depending on how cool your waiter is, you can like go ahead and place the next order
right.
once you get that.
Yeah, because nobody's going to go in there and just take the complimentary two and
sure.
then move on.
For
Everyone's
sure.
going to want to get and feel like they got the bang for their buck.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's an interesting ploy to get people in the building.
I like it.
I think a lot of people these days are down for just apps as a meal. So, how many people are actually going to order an entree? Because I don't see anything about having to order an entree
right.
in order to get the deal.
Were you that person or have you been that person? Because, look, we've established me and Bobby have like just the most rudimentary, elementary, bland taste buds.
Yeah.
And so, I would definitely be the person at some restaurant that would get like... mozzarella sticks or mozzarella sticks and wings or whatever, and that's my meal.
Right, right. Yeah.
You fall in that category at times?
Chicken wings for sure are a meal
okay.
for me.
Okay.
Yes. Mozzarella sticks, not traditionally, but okay. in a case like this, I will go spend $9.99 just
sure.
out of principle,
yeah.
and I'll just crush fried pickles and mozzarella sticks,
yeah.
and I'll call it dinner.
Okay.
All right.
I like it.
Let's get to a top 10 list. Shout out to the Willy Bully.
Ooh. Can I tell you one more sportsy thing?
Yes.
Okay. As predicted on this show numerous times, Dallas Wings versus the Indiana Fever is officially sold out. And it's, and remember, they moved this game to the AAC. I believe it's on Saturday. That game is officially sold out. And if you go on the secondary market for like, there are some eye-popping prices for a WNBA game. So I think this just shows the appeal of... maybe the WNBA in general, but especially Caitlin Clark and Paige Bueckers, even though Caitlin Clark has really struggled as of late.
Yeah, these last few games, she has not really been herself. I almost think it's been since she got her eye poked and then got enforced to the hardwood. She got body checked.
Yeah.
She really doesn't seem like she's been the same since then.
Yeah, especially on the road.
What's going on, Miss Clark? All right, here we go. Let's start with the Mets broadcast. giving us the backstory on the left-handed pitcher, Dicky Lovelady. He was signed to a one-year major league contract. He has been active. This is them giving the Dicky backstory.
Okay, so there was a controversy yesterday. Maybe controversy is too strong a word, but a misunderstanding. All of Richard Lovelady's friends call him Dicky.
Okay.
So when the Mets signed him and brought him to the big leagues yesterday, he consulted with the media relations staff, and they asked him, do you want to be known as Richard or Dicky? Fly ball out to center off the bat of Albies, and McNeil runs it down. And so he said, well, everybody calls me Dicky. Call me Dicky. And so the Mets put out a press release saying they'd signed Dicky Lovelady.
Right.
And then there was a response online about the idea of Dicky Lovelady coming to the Mets. And Richard was not anticipating that kind of reaction.
Really?
So he went back to the media relations staff and said, you guys can call me Dicky, but for
professional,
for informational purposes,
okay,
I'm just still going to be Richard.
Uh-huh. All right. What a captivating back and forth. Even if you don't care about the game, I was in on that conversation.
Thank you. I knew you would be. So there it is. He's taking the baseball world by storm. Richard, a.k.a. Dicky Lovelady. So courtesy of one of my favorite sports bloggers, Mr. Stadhole, we present to you the top 10 baseball dick names of all time. We start at 10.
That makes sense.
Dick Hunt.
Oh, goodness.
Right fielder, second baseman, 5'9", 145 pounds.
Is it true he has a cousin named Mike?
Yes. They were both born in the 1800s.
Okay.
A lot of these dick baseball players are old school, man. Like,
well, that makes sense because they realize how juvenile our culture has become.
The dicks are a bit of a dying breed.
Yeah, they've adjusted.
So he, 5'9", 145, and he, let's see. Yeah. That's really all you need to know about this guy.
Is that because that's all you can find?
Yep. Okay. Number 9, Dick Hyde.
Okay, sure.
It's a shame that Hyde wasn't born earlier. Dick Hunt never had a chance to find him. Number 8, this is ridiculous. Dick Cox, a right fielder, 5'7". 158 pounds.
Okay.
He was born in 1966. Hagee, I know you were curious. He's a California guy.
And I know we got a boogie, but it's the same thing with the guy who runs the IOC, Dick Pound. Like, you have certain last names. You got to rule out some of these names.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, if your last name was Eric, hopefully they wouldn't name you Eric. So you'd be like, yes. Eric. I never quite understand how that happened.
Coming in at number 7 on the greatest big league dicks of all time in honor of Dick E. Lovelady.
That feels wrong.
Dick Hoover comes in at number 7. We have a gentleman named Dick Such.
Oh.
Now, this is probably the biggest one on the list. 6'4", 190 pounds.
On the other side of it, I guess, did you know that there is a baseball player right now named Jesus Made?
I did not know that.
You're welcome.
Number 5, Dick Wants.
Come on.
Wants is actually with a Z.
Us, but still.
Yeah.
You can't. No.
1940s when
that's
he
bad
was born.
Parenting. Okay, yeah. Maybe that's before we fell into this trap.
At number 4, we have Johnny Dickshot, 6 feet, buck 95. He was born in 1910.
Was that Plaxico Burress?
That's who he was honoring. That faithful night at the club. Number 3, we welcome in the newest dick in baseball, Dicky Lovelady.
I like it. I mean, come on.
At 2, we have Dick Pohl. He was 6'3", 200 pounds. He was stout.
Yeah.
And he was born in 1950. But number 1, the greatest dick in baseball history, Mr. Dick Burns. 5'7", 140 pounds. He was born in 1863.
Okay.
I mean, that's his God-given name.
There's no way they were using that slang back then, right?
They're too busy worried about the Civil War and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Whose wasn't burning at that time?
Oh, man. You know what? You're joking about that, but it is shocking the amount of syphilis deaths there used to be.
Oh, no.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's Tom from My Buddy's an Idiot. Maybe you think that's what we were already doing. Also, we will check in with FC Dallas. All of that coming at you next right here on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.